You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. So I'm looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Thursday, the 14th of June. It's live on Racing Radio. A Newbury Nottingham, Yarmouth, Leopard, Sanya Toxter and Haydock. Mark Welton will be joined in the studio by Chris Pimlott and Craig Forsyth. But now on the podcast, my name's John Gibby and I'm joined by Gary Capewell. Gary, good to have you with us. How's it going?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. John, yourself?
Yep. Very, very good. Looking forward to Royal Ascot, of course, next week. We'll have a chat about that in a minute.
Okay.
But first of all, we want to find out your selections for Thursday's racing. It's a busy Thursday. Not a bad Thursday on the quality front either. And where are your best bets?
Well, it's more two horses I think are going to win, to be perfectly honest. And the first of which comes up at Newbury in the 255, the listed Abingdon Stakes, which, just looking through it, doesn't look that strong a renewal, to be perfectly honest. It's a race that John Gosden has done well in the past, and likewise Saeed Bin Shaw and indeed Sir Michael Stout, but they don't have any runners this year around, so we can look elsewhere. We have to look elsewhere, and of those that have got ratings, Princess Yaiser has got the highest of those. She's a dual winner at Dundalk on the poly track and ran well at the Chester main meeting. That's a mark of 97. Well, I don't really think that's going to be good enough to win this race.
It's not the world's strongest listed race on ratings at all, is it?
No. Mississippi was a winner at Doncaster towards the back end. She hasn't got a rating, but she did have some decent entries. So it'll be interesting to see what the market thinks of her on her first run for a while. But the obvious one, of course, is Sea of Class, who won a listed race here just over 3 weeks ago, and obviously has to give weight away all around. It's only £3, but it was more the way that she went through that race here last time out, beating Athena, who's won since, I think. So that form's been given a little bit of a boost, but she strode away to win by two lengths in the style of a horse who was very much on the up. I think they did think about running her in the Oaks subsequently. But as I say, the form has worked out well. She was two lengths clear from Athena, who beat Tissiak at Fairy House at the back end of May, and that form took a boost as again because Tissiak won a maiden at the Curragh on Friday night very impressively. So the form is rock solid. I doubt she'll be much of a price in fairness, but I'm pretty confident she'll win. So Sea of Class in the 255 at Newbury.
The first selection of Gary Capewell from Thursday's action runs, and that's Abingdon Stakes listed contest for fillies, live on Racing Radio, of course. And what about your other selection, Gary?
Well, we go into handicap company in the 4:35 race at Newbury, a mile and a half handicap for three-year-olds only, and quite a few of them will be making their handicap debuts, including Construct, who I think has very much been brought along with handicaps in mind. Finished sixth at Salisbury the other day. That was on heavy ground over a mile and a half. Opening mark of 66 looks fair. Same can be said for Encryption, who has had three runs in mailing company at two. Used to be with George Scott, now with David Simcock. Spice War was third at Haydock the other day. I think we got a bit more of an indication of where we are with his mark, to be perfectly honest. He was a beaten favourite on that occasion. Others making their handicap debuts include Cleverly, and one that does, we know that can win at least, is Pippin, who was a winner at Salisbury 19 days ago. That was over this particular trip. But the one I'm going to go for is the Alan King-trained Nebuchadnezzar, who finished last of four at Salisbury. He actually ran on the same card that Construct ran in, but he ran in handicap company on his handicap debut off a mark of 71. He was not beaten a huge amount. It's only been sort of six lengths, but the ground was on the bottomless side. It's good to firm good in places at Newbury, but the ground is not going to be an excuse for any horse, I don't think, at that particular course on Thursday. He caught the eye a couple of times in his two-year-old career. He actually made his racecourse debut. I think that was the race where he sort of really caught the eye, when he made a little bit of headway but never really looked like getting involved. The form of that race at Salisbury has worked out okay. Could have worked out a little bit better, perhaps. But I'd say I think off a mark of 69 on ground, which I think will probably suit him a little bit better, I think we're likely to see an improved performance from this horse. I think one of the horses who's won out of that race has come out and won. It was only a small run race, but even still, the form has taken a boost. So Nebuchadnezzar would be the other pick in the 4.35.
Nebuchadnezzar then for Gary there for the Alan King team. Been having a good time of it on the flat recently. As Alan King, no, he's always been a dual-purpose trainer, but I think he had a two-year-old winner at Windsor the other day. Wouldn't have had too many of those, I shouldn't imagine.
No, and quite a lot of the... I mean, he can train two-year-olds, but quite a lot of those horses that he gets, even as two-year-olds, are sort of with middle-distance pedigrees that are ultimately with owners that have primarily jumps horses, and those horses will be going over the larger obstacles in due course.
That was Newbury's 4.35, the second of the two selections there for Gary. We'll go slightly further into the future now and take a look at Royal Ascot next week. Very, very busy week next week. We've got Royal Ascot, we've got the World Cup. It's all going on. A fantastic week to be a sports fan, Gary. And I've asked you a very simple question about the Royal meeting next week. Just want to know, what's your biggest fancy?
It would have to be Cracksman. I know he's going to be short, but I don't see... I mean, I think... if he hadn't have ran at Epsom, there is no way this horse would be as big as he is. Sorry, I've just clicked on for the wrong betting there. But have you got the betting in front of you?
I've got the betting. He's 4-5 at time of recording.
4-5. Okay. Well, if he hadn't have ran in that race, it'd be a lot shorter than that. For me, he's probably the best horse in the world, and he
won. In the world,
I would say so. And the effort at Epsom, considering he didn't handle the track, he was hating every second of it, he hated the ground. Yes, he only just won, but I still don't think he was 100% cherry ripe either, and I just don't think anything else is in the same league as him coming into this race. I mean, ideally, I suppose, a little bit more give in the ground. Obviously, I think it's going to be quite quick next week, but we know that he likes the track, and I just think he'll be simply too good. The race I'm most looking forward to, however, is the feature race of the meet in the Gold Cup on the Thursday, and what a renewal we've got with the Order of St George in there. Obviously, has won the race before. Stradivarius, who won at York. We've got Vizierabad, who of course is a three-time Maidan Gold Cup winner, and I think we'll probably be making his UK debut. There's other horses in the lineup, the likes of Torcedor, who of course won the Cigarro Stakes at Royal Ascot as well. Desert Skyline, who's a cup winner himself. So, you know, that race has just got an incredibly strong, really strong look to it. Idaho may also run in this race as well. And yeah, I just think it's a fantastic renewal. I think Water of St. George has been at his best this season, but he comes up against a young, improving horse, pretty much in the shape of Stradivarius, who, whether he'll have his measure or not, I don't know. But it is easily the race I'm most looking forward to, and as the feature race of the week, it's good to see a fantastic renewal.
Stradivarius having his first run over a trip further than 2 miles, of course, is a four-year-old.
Well, there aren't many options. There aren't many races over that distance, I suppose, either. There's the Doncaster Cup and this and the Cadoran, and that would probably be about all he could ever run in, really, over that distance. But he's not short of stamina, that's for sure.
The Gold Cup is coming up as part of Royal Ascot next week, along with a whole host of other Group 1s, and you can hear the entire Royal meeting live on Racing Radio. We'll cover it in the podcast as well, of course, and there'll be another Daily Racing podcast tomorrow as we come towards the weekend. Join us then, and Gary, thanks for being with us today.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.